September 17, 2020. This is The Better Life. I'm your host, Timothy Lawson. Living the better life means enjoying your wins. Hold on, let me put something on here right now. Yeah, here we go. Here we go. It has been a wonderful couple of months. We have to go back 6 weeks to find my last losing week, and 10 weeks ago to find my last losing week beyond that. So in the last 9 weeks, I've had one losing week. It's all thanks to Tiddlywinks. All thanks to Tiddlywinks. It is interesting looking at some of my sides that I have action on, and when I look through like a week or a weekend, I'm like, man, I wonder if there's anybody else. I know there's people who bet on this sort of stuff. I know there's people who, who obviously bet on soccer. But I always wonder, like, how many other bettors are betting on this amount of different leagues across the world? It's a lot of fun, especially when you're winning. And knock on wood that this continues. Trust me, as some of you are probably rolling your eyes like, yeah, that 10 weeks is a short sample size. I know. I'm waiting. Every week I'm like, oh, every time I have like a big day or like, oh, this could be it. But keep on pulling through. And a lot of it has to do, I have to admit, a lot of it has to do with, I don't know if I'm getting lucky or just finding the right value on plus 400, plus 500 and above underdogs that just come through once a week. And, when you have action like that, you don't have to win that often to eke out a win. So, it's been a lot of fun. Here's something that I'm going to do, this weekend. Okay. So today's Thursday. A lot of you are probably going to listen to this on Friday. For those of you that, listen too late, I apologize, but if you follow me on Twitter, you'll see it anyways. Follow me on Twitter at The Better Life. And what I'm going to do is on Friday, sometime Friday, I'm going to tweet how many sides I think there are value in, right? So I'll just be talking about Tiddlywinks. Soccer, for those of you that are new to the show for some reason, Tiddlywinks is the equivalent of soccer here on the show. Shout out Eric Rosenthal. I will, tomorrow, Friday, I will tweet out how many sides I think there is value on, okay? And I will let everybody take a stab. You can guess, predict what the record will be on that. I won't tell you which sides I'm on. I won't tell you, like, if I have, how many of them are larger bets, smaller bets, all that sort of stuff. All I'm going to say is, look, I think there's value on 22 sides in the games that I've looked at. What do you think my record will be? And it'll be straight up. So a draw would be considered a loss. Let me get that out there. Not that, again, you won't know which games I'm on, but a draw would be, I'm going to count that as a loss, because if I'm betting money lines in soccer, the three-way money lines, a draw would be a loss, right? So, and then at the end of the day, Saturday or first thing Sunday, I will, I'll tweet out what it actually ends up being. And I'll also, along with how many sides I think there's value on, I won't say which games are on, but I will say what the range of money lines is. So I'll say what the steepest favorite that I like, all the way to the largest dog that I like. And we'll try this. I would like to do this moving forward. I think it's kind of fun. I get into a place where I actually put out the games. I don't know. But, if you are the person who gets it correct, I got a craps puck for you. I have an extra craps puck, that the winner will get. If there's a tie, if there's a tie for the winner, or if there's multiple people who guess correctly, we'll do it again Sunday. I'm sure I'll have opinions on Sunday games, and we'll use that to weed out a winner, and the winner will get a craps puck. And if you're not a craps player, too bad. You win a craps puck. Okay, Some administrative notes before I get into the rest of this episode. You get me today. No guests. The past few months have been interesting, to say the least, both personally and professionally. Personally, some challenges. Professionally, some great things for all members of my family. I've had some impromptu travel. I've had some real limitations to my schedule, all that sort of stuff, which is why if you follow me on Twitter, I think I actually posted it on all my platforms, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, that I just needed a beat. I just needed to take some time off to not have to worry about putting out an episode. All the things that were limiting my time, the things that were making it difficult to schedule interviews, that was actually probably the biggest challenge that I had, was even if I thought, okay, I have time this week to schedule, my calendar, my availability, the space that I could record in was so uncertain. I didn't want to schedule something with somebody and then have to cancel on them. I've already canceled on a guest a couple times. I feel super bad for them. You know who you are. I apologize. And I'm about to, as soon as I publish this episode, following up with you to finalize a time for us to record and get an episode out. But I'm here. This week is when all of those things finally settled. Today, in fact, was sort of like this linchpin day that everything transitions from uncertain and limited to more certain and more flexible. So today, you just get me, you just get a monologue. I promise it's not going to be all about soccer. I promise it's not going to be all about tiddlywinks. That's the front of my betting right now. I mean, my better life is soccer right now. It's betting, especially now that a lot of leagues have just started up in the past weekend or two. England's, you know, championship, it's EFL, right? Championship, League One, League Two are back up. Premier League's back up. A number of other European European leagues are back up. So there's a plethora of stuff going on. I mean, I thought the summer was going well. Hopefully the fall keeps going. But anyways, I'm here. It's just you and me. And moving forward, at least every other week, I'm not saying that it may or may not be more frequent than that, but at least every other week moving forward, episodes will be coming out. I will have guests or co-hosts or however you want to look at that, and we'll get the better life back up and going while all of us get excited to hopefully sooner than later get back to routine casino outings, casino goings, etc. On Twitter, I had mentioned that I saw that Wu-Tang was performing at Mohegan Sun in October, and that my dilemma of not going to a casino during the pandemic has never been more challenged. I saw Wu-Tang in Moscow back in like 2010, and Method Man wasn't there. I don't think Red Man was there, but it was a lot of fun. And I saw that they were performing with Mohegan Sun, and I was like, man, if Red and Meth are going to be there, like, I should really go to this and finally get my that part of my Wu-Tang experience. But Connecticut, I think, has some restrictions on quarantine and stuff like that. I'll have to double-check those. And going to an indoor concert at a casino probably is the double whammy I'm not looking for right now. But, boy, that sure looked sure was tempting. But on the other hand, I keep on seeing people talk about Circa, and I've admittedly have been looking at Circa reservations early 2021. I'm not committing to this yet. I think we all understand that every plan that we have, whether it's tomorrow or a year from now, is questionable. You know, it could change due to anything regarding pandemics or wildfires or civil unrest or Murder Hornets or whatever else it is 2020 is bringing to the table that will undoubtedly hang over into 2021. But I'm telling you right now, this is not firm, but if anybody kind of wants to circle their calendar, maybe I'm looking at the week of inauguration, which is the week of January 20. Now this week, so it's tradition for me to try to get out of DC. I say tradition. I've only done it a couple times, but inauguration week traditionally is kind of hectic. I don't want to be around for it, right? It's kind of a mess. Things obviously will be different this time, regardless of what happens in regardless of what happens. I guess if the incumbent stays, then it'll even be less so. But either the third week in January, so the week of the 20th in January, or the week of the 8th or 5th. So late January, this is what I'll say, late January to early February, I am thinking about going to Las Vegas, specifically to Circa, in a circumstance where I may not leave the property at all, and I still may limit myself on exactly what I do. But the excitement's gotten to me. The hype has gotten to me on Circa. Assuming that this soft open that they have with the casino goes well and that early reports are good, I will look to go out that way. In similar news, that's not what this is, so don't get your hopes up, but Just1One posted yesterday about goals, casino gambling goals, and I had to think about it for a little while because that's not something I've really put a lot of thought into this year. And obviously a Royal Flush in video poker, I think that's the number one goal that I have in gambling right now. And that will be number one until I get that Royal Flush. Now, I've had very little opportunity for that this year, but still number one, and it's going to be number one moving forward until it happens. I want to go to I've done this in the United States, but I want to do some international travel where I am attending a game in which I have action on. I think I did this in Colombia when I was in Medellin. I think I might have put action. No, you know what? I didn't. I couldn't find a line. That's right. I couldn't find a line on the game, so I didn't get a chance to do it when I was in Colombia. But I would like to almost travel somewhere like England, where I can just sort of travel about the country for a couple weeks and sort of see the country through soccer matches that I can attend, and then presumably have action on it. Only if there's value, of course, when for something. But I think that would be fun. Who knows when that could happen, but that's definitely on my short list of casino or of gambling goals. And then number three was a Better Life hosted event, a Better Palooza, if you will. That's not the name of it. No one go crazy. That's not going to be the name of it. But I've spoken about this before. I was thinking about what this would look like earlier this year, and then of course all of those thoughts and dreams got shattered, and I'm thinking about it again. I won't, of course, do it while the pandemic is still sort of a threat to large gatherings and stuff like that. But I don't know if I would say that I'm going to wait necessarily until like everybody's vaccinated. Probably some sweet spot in the middle where there is enough policy and protocol in place and that I feel comfortable. You know what? It'll probably be closer to that latter part, but I'm not necessarily waiting for everybody to cross that finish line, I guess is what I'm saying. But I will be looking, if possible, to host a day or weekend event as soon as I'm comfortable with bringing people together in a gathering like that. Where? I don't know. What's it going to be called? I don't know. What are we going to do? Who knows? But just know that it is in the forefront of my mind, and something that I'm thinking about often, and something that I will hope to do sooner than later. Like many of you, I had some wagers in the National Football League Week 1, and like many of you, I lost. Like you do in the NFL, right? That's how the NFL season goes. You get excited. You tell yourself, I'm not going to get carried away. You make some bets, whether you get carried away or not. You're like, all right, but it is the NFL. Let me put some action down. You lose those bets. And you're like, of course I did. That's how the NFL goes. We bet on the NFL for those rare moments that we come away a winner. I think I had one or two sides. I had one or two teasers, and that's about it. I don't know. I'm trying to not let myself get back into that pattern of making a bet, like of just scouring the NFL lines, looking for something to bet. And of course, I try to never force anything, but, it's with the NFL, because there's so much chatter, because there's so many people talking about it, it's so easy, especially if everybody's sort of saying the same thing, to kind of get caught up into, well, I guess I got to make this bet, right? This sounds like the right side to be on. Yeah, I'm trying to not get caught up in that. I'm trying to limit myself to one or two sides and then maybe a teaser. I didn't dabble into any props, any player props this past week like I normally do. It may be a few weeks before. I want to see how players are performing, especially after a weird off season and with no crowd or with no crowd, stuff like that, before I start dabbling into that. But I'll admit, I mean, with full weekends of soccer, I'm still betting some baseball. I still get action down on basketball occasionally. I haven't touched NHL or golf, or I bet a tennis every so often when the right person makes the right recommendation. But the NFL, that, you know, it used to be this front running sport for sports betting for me this year, and I think partly because the NFL season really kind of sprung up on me, it's not the front runner anymore. I obviously will have action week to week because it is the NFL and this is America, and damn it, we watch football and we bet on it, but soccer and the rest is still priority. And I don't have this endless bankroll, right? So after betting a full weekend of soccer, you know, I got pennies to put on the NFL. I mentioned in the past couple episodes that have actually come out that I've been really focusing on money lines, and of course with soccer being the focus of that, you occasionally can see this in NFL and NBA when there are maybe half point spreads, if it ever gets that close. But you can definitely find this in soccer, where half goal lines are more common. If you are going to bet a favorite in soccer, always check the half goal line price. There are times where I will find that betting the half goal line is actually a penny or two better than the money line itself, where maybe the money line is minus 102, but minus half a goal is minus 101 or even money, something like that. Now, it doesn't seem like much, like, oh goodness, you're saving yourself a penny or two, but hey, in this racket, saving yourself, every cent you can on the line, overall is beneficial, right? So if you like a short dog, or if you like a short favorite, I should say, on the money line, always check the half goal line to see if that can save you a penny or two, sometimes even more if the disparity is right. But I just wanted to bring that up. Something that I started sometime over the summer, and then it's kind of petered off. I didn't get a chance to really interject it here, but we always talk about gambling in movies and TV, right? scenes, or, you know, we rate them. Can we just say that Rounders is the best gambling movie ever? Seems like that's consensus. But something that I like to do that I know, I mean, I say me like I'm somehow special in this. Something I know gamblers enjoy doing is watching a show or a movie that isn't based on gambling, isn't based in a casino, etc. And you see scenes or dialogue that involves gambling. One of my favorite shows of all time, The Office, has a good bit of gambling mentioned in its show, especially early on in the first few seasons. And I decided to clock this. I decided, hey, what if, let me see how often gambling or casinos are mentioned or referred to or used in metaphors, whatever it may be, from season to season. So today we're going to look at Office Season 1. And if you don't like The Office, first of all, we need to talk. So Office Season 1, only a handful of episodes, right? I think it's 6 episodes, if that's right, was the first season. There are 3 obvious references to casinos or gambling in this first season. First one, episode 3 is season 1, where they have to assign new healthcare to the office. Michael Scott, the lead character, wants to surprise his office with his staff with something fun, and he thinks that going to Atlantic City may be an option when he talks to a travel agent.
So, basically, I want to do something nice for my employees. Okay. Atlantic City, okay? They have this thing where they send a bus, right, for free, picks everybody up, you head down there, get to the hotel, room is comped, they give you a big pile of chips and your food, everything just kind of all-inclusive, free kind of weekend.
I don't know of anything like that, but, you know what you might want to do is just call those casinos directly, maybe?
Yeah. Well, I did. So,
what I think's funny about this scene is, this had to be like mid-2000s, right? I think is when this would have aired. This is one of those misconceptions I believe that some people had or have about gambling and casino life. There's a handful of them that you often hear from people who aren't gamblers, who aren't casino goers. They have these misconceptions. The largest, of course, being that the house always wins, right? Like you go to the casino, you hand them money and you say, thank you very much. And then you walk out. One of them is that casino life is sort of like where casinos are so desperate to get you into their casinos for so you'll gamble that they'll give away everything just so you'll gamble a little bit. So even though Michael's looking for an all-inclusive package that literally the casino gives him and his staff everything, I do think it is it's similar to that misconception that some people have that the casino will just hand you everything, rooms, food, everything, just so that you'll play their slots for a little while. So the second reference that I found, episode 4, this is a great example of that person who will make sure you know they don't gamble.
This was tough. I suggested we flip a coin, but Angela said she doesn't like to gamble. Of course, by saying that, she was gambling that I wouldn't smack her.
I appreciate this because as bettors, as gamblers, it's not kind of in our nature to make references or to even propose bets, whatever it may be. There's always that person who's like, well, you know, I don't gamble. I'm not a gambling man. Or it's like when people have an opinion on a side, I always think this is funny. When people have an opinion on a side in sports, like, well, I mean, if I were a betting man, I'd be like, just shut up. I know you have action on this. Like, don't you have to put a front on people. But then, of course, you have the people that really aren't gamblers, but they want to make sure you know, even inside of your hypothetical gamble or hypothetical betting situation, you need to make sure that you know they don't gamble. The third reference to gambling in season 1 of The Office is in episode 5. This was the basketball episode, probably the more well-known episode of the season. Michael and Daryl are representing their two teams. It's going to be the office versus the warehouse, and they put a little wager on the game.
Why don't we make it more interesting? Loser buys dinner at Farley's.
Oh, I like the way you think.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to take that one step further. Loser works on Saturday.
No, that's not as much fun. You know what?
Oh, what?
You on.
Okay. Cool. You're on.
This is a classic gambling scene, right? This is a classic gambling reference. There is some sort of competition. There is some sort of event being had, and two people wager something on the event. Now, if I was a member of either staff, I don't know how comfortable I'd be with knowing that my leader had just gambled my Saturday. I may want to talk to my HR representative, depending on how it goes, depending on how the result goes. But if I was on the losing end of that, I may be the snitch that sends the anonymous tip over to the HR representative, like, hey, I don't think this was okay. Anyways, that was season one. If you think I missed something from season one, I understand, like, they do a casino night episode, and they do there's a few other very great gambling references in the show. If I missed something that was casino or gambling related from season one of The Office, let me know. Hit me up on Twitter at The Better Life. Next time, we'll have some season two stuff, which will include the casino night. I won't obviously go over every reference in that because the whole episode is a reference. But this is fun for me to rewatch one of my favorite shows and pick out all of the references to one of my favorite hobbies. So. Okay, we have been going on, I have been going on for about half an hour now. Another shorty, thank you so much for tolerating, for being patient over the past couple months. It's been weird beyond how 2020's been weird, in some of the things that, me and my family have had to sort of work around. Mostly good things. The difficult things turned out well. Don't worry. Everything over here is okay. I appreciate those of you who checked in. Seriously, a few of you 2 weeks ago when I didn't put out an episode checked in and was like, hey, didn't see an episode in the feed. Are you doing okay? I appreciate the check-in. Podcasters, this is our biggest sign of life, right? When we don't put out an episode, like, you know, it's like, oh, is it? I mean, I know he's not with us, but is he with us? So I think I thank everybody for checking in, for being supportive, for being patient. And I'm really excited about moving forward with The Better Life after the transition we had earlier in the year with my better half stepping aside, and then a weird summer of trying to sort of get my footing again, and then more weirdness of the summer of things happening in my life. All of that is settled. We're back. Next episode, we'll have a guest. We'll have more fun. We'll do more things, and hopefully in 2021 we can get back to some of the normal things that we enjoy about casino life and get back to the exciting get-togethers or events or whatever it may be. With that, oh, I forgot to mention, congrats to Reverend Dave Miller for winning the poker tournament that You Can Bet on That put on, and not only did he win the tournament, but he won the masterclass membership that I had been holding on to for like almost a year before finally getting it to someone with the great idea that I was going to give to someone in this community, simply because there's a couple poker classes on that. But it felt very fitting. And I couldn't find a reason to give it out, and then they did the poker tournament, and I was like, well, the reason why I wanted to give it to someone in this community is for the poker classes. So I think it was very fitting. So congrats to the Rev. And, you know, I wasn't able to make this tournament, but if You Can Bet on That did it again, nudge, nudge, hint, hint, maybe right after football season, maybe it's a fun way to cap both ends of football season, hint, hint, I would definitely find a way to be a part of that. All right, I'm going to stop rambling. Thank you for listening to my monologue. Thank you so much for your patience and all of your support at The Better Life on Twitter. Patreon.com/TheBetterLife is where you can support the show. Books are coming very soon for those of you that are Book Life members, and TheBetterLife.us/merch is where you can cop some t-shirts. If you want to win this craps puck, be following me on Twitter and take a stab at what my record will be on value found on teams on Saturday. That's it. I'm going to start planning out the next few episodes. Good night. Good luck.